from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We are joined right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years, by our Steelers insider from The Athletic, Mark Cabali. Good morning, Mark. How are you, big guy?
Wow, Crowley, you're a little bit too hyper for this early in the
morning. Little rusty, too. A little rusty here. Cabali last night said, oh, you're finally working again. I am.
That's what I've been wondering too, Cabali.
Listen, it's a load management season. I got paternity leave. Of course I'm going to use it.
Yeah. I see where your loyalty is. Not to Doran.
Definitely not to Callis either.
Well, definitely not to Callis, no. So I am back. Will Russell Wilson be back and participating tomorrow in the first day of pads, Mark?
I think so. I mean, worst case scenario, being a limited capacity. I think this was the plan all along. Once he was forced to hit a blocking sled for some odd reason and tweaked his calf muscle, I think they pointed to this day on Tuesday as always the day. I mean, I'm not quite sure he will get the full workload, but I'm pretty sure he'll be out there. I mean, he's been working out there for the past couple of days. I mean, he snuck onto the field with some players, Najee and Jaylen Warren, on, I believe it was Friday evening, to practice a little bit. So I don't think it's anything serious. And hey, it's OTA number 14 is over, I guess. It's time to really ramp this up a little bit. So I think this once that happened, I think this was the whole plan in the first place, to get him out here at some point this week, probably Tuesday.
Mark, first and foremost, what is your evaluation of Justin Fields so far? And second, could Justin Fields have a real opportunity to compete for the starting job?
I don't think so. I mean, unless this drags on a little bit more injury-related, that's the whole caveat of this whole thing when we brought it in. I mean, if Russell Wilson does not get injured, I think obviously the snaps will go down. I don't think he still has that chance if it's just Russell Wilson coming in and you're looking at a guy who's going to outperform him. I just don't see that right now. I mean, Justin Fields has been getting better. I mean, the consistency is still lacking. He'll make some good throws and make some bad throws. I think they're really, really focusing on him for the most part, staying in the pocket. He's not really using the legs. I don't think they want him to use the legs to be able to learn here and get a little bit better at throwing the ball and being more consistent with his reads and more accurate with his reads. I'm not saying he hasn't gotten better. He has from the day one, but I just don't see it happening right now unless this drags on. Let's say Russell Wilson comes out Tuesday and that little twinge turns into a little bit more, then all of a sudden maybe the game's changed, but I don't view that happening at this point.
Mark Cabali joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Much ado about nothing, this whole Zach Azani, George Pickens thing?
Well, right now, maybe. Yeah, I mean, Zach Azani is a madman, you know. He's out there with his gloves on and hitting sleds and hitting people. I mean, sure, those two got into a little spat the other day, but I believe it was Saturday he went over and gave George a big hug after George caused a penalty on Joey Porter Jr., I believe, that would have resulted in the first down. He's just a very emotional guy. Right now it's not a big deal, but I always worry, and you see the – what's that word I'm looking for? The chance of him being explosive in his personality, I'm talking about George Pickens, if things don't go his way, and if that happens here more and more where he doesn't get the ball and the balls are not thrown properly to him and there's missed opportunities to him, then he is going to react. Then Zach is on, he's going to react to that. So there's always that thought of, it could be volatile coming up if things – I'm going to put it this way. This is not going to be the last time this happens. But, hey, you give him some tough love, you bicker back and forth, and you just move on. If that's the case, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mark, which rookie has been most impressive to you?
Well, I mean, Roman Wilson was pretty good the other day. Huh. 2 days ago, he was really good out there. It's tough because, like I always say, there's a lot of – young guys on the offensive line are just, you know, for the lack of better terms, going through the motions right now. I mean, you really haven't noticed Zach Frazier much at all, other than, you know, running laps after being called for a pre-snap penalty or something like that. But that's that will change on Tuesday. The pads come on. All of a sudden, the one-on-one drills start to hit. Then you'll be able to see where those guys are. And you got three of their first, what, four picks? Five picks or offensive linemen or potential offense. I mean, for Frazier and Batano and McCormick. So we'll see more of that right now. But you'd have to say Roman Wilson, especially that position, to be able to at least stand out in that a number of wide receivers. They got a dozen wide receivers, and you have guys like Kyle Allen throwing him the ball. For him to stand out in a couple practices has been pretty impressive.
Mark Cabali joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Talk corner to me, Mark. How's it looking beyond Joey Porter?
Well, Joey, first of all, we can't just skip over Joey Porter. I think he's going to be a star. I mean, we're looking easy top 10 in the league, in my opinion.
Oh.
Might be able to push it to a little bit higher than that this year. And that's, if you look at that cornerback position in the NFL, it's pretty loaded with talented players. That's, I think, how good Joey Porter has been, will be, and will continue to get. I mean, Dante Jackson, what you can see from him right now, I mean, he looks like a pretty solid number two guy, you know? They've been putting him on George Pickens a lot. He's been holding his own. There's no glaring issues you've seen from him yet, where early last year when you saw Patrick Peterson, you're like, oh, geez, he's getting – he's not that quick anymore. He's not that fast anymore. You don't see that from Dante Jackson in this type of setting so far. So I think that's been a little bit of a quiet positive of a guy that you're not going to really have to worry about right now. Maybe if somebody gets injured and whatever, you have to move some guys around. But you can see why the Steelers went after him. I think he's going to be a solid calming force at that number two position. So as of right now, I think he's looking pretty good too.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Mark, from everything that you've watched the past couple days, can you see this receiving core panning out this year without adding anybody?
I think it might have to.
Do you think that they have enough? I mean, from the reps that you've seen,
it's going to have to be a collective effort. You know, so we're going to have to put the onus back on guys like Zach Azzani and especially Arthur Smith to be able to get the right guys in the right situation. It's just not going to be your run-of-the-mill, okay, it's our number two guy. It's just not going to happen. I mean, you're going to see Freiermuth obviously having a tremendous camp, picked up where he left off at in OTAs. He's going to have to contribute big numbers. Then you're going to have Roman Wilson have a game or two. You're going to have Van Jefferson in there. You're going to have Calvin Austin have a couple series or a couple games. I think it's going to be by committee as that number two stat-wise. So is that enough? I don't know if that's enough to keep George Pickens free and happy, but you're going to have a Arthur Smith who's quite different in his scheming and his play calling than the previous guy and get George Pickens into single man coverage by different formations and motions. That's going to be a key right now. But I think if you put it to that position of one guy being that guy, you're going to say, okay, it's going to be Marquez Callaway. Nah, that's just not going to happen. I think it's just going to be a group effort.
Mark, last thing here for you. You talk about Arthur Smith there, and what I wanted to hear or read or observe when I'm there is a night and day difference between last year's organization, last year's schematics, and this year's. I realize it's basically an extension of OTAs and minicamp right now, but are you seeing more work with a purpose? Are you seeing differences? Are you seeing, for lack of a better way of putting it, an NFL offense?
A plan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can see a plan going forward. He at least knows what he wants to do. And, you know, a key to this, too, is play calling game day type of situation. So that's not an easy thing. I mean, just to be able to get into a groove as a play caller, too, and knowing what you want to do and how you want to attack the other team rather than run your same, you know, six or seven plays. And you see that from Arthur Smith, and he does hold these guys more accountable. Well, not only him, the entire coaching staff seems much more disciplined than the previous people that were in there. So, like I said, so far so good, but he comes out there first game against Buffalo and throws some questionable play calls out there that you hear that may have came from one of his times in Atlanta and Tennessee. It's like, okay, then we have a little bit of an issue. But when you're comparing him to Matt Canada, yeah, night and day. It's like major leagues versus single A ball. You know, it's a little bit different.
Mm. Mark, we had to go 15 minutes with you for you to say anything worthwhile, but we appreciate you finishing on the crescendo there.
Hey, beers for buckos, right?
See you, Mark.
See you, Mark.
Mark said he didn't want to join us on the video feed because he just woke up. And while I do love Mark Caboli, he always looks like he just woke up.
And he sounded like it, too.
He sure did. A little rambly there for Mark.
Yeah. May I interject for just a second?
Mm-hmm.
You see how Crowley fires shots at anybody?
Mm-hmm.
When have you heard me ever do that?
See, but now you know it's not just a you thing, Callis. It
that
means
is true.
That you're one. He's so one of my favorite people.
So you just admitted you're a bad person.
To you, yeah, sometimes, sure. I think
and
people
Mark.
Will acknowledge that. Yeah. And Mark. And yeah. The people I'm closest to, frankly.
Except for Doran.
Yeah, because he'd beat my ass into a pulp.
No, me, Neil, and Wayner, he doesn't do that to.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.